Hello. Welcome. I'm just going to head over to the Liberated Witch right quick, and I'm going to tag a few people in this live right now. So if you are joining me here, hello. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, well, that's okay. I am going to send out a video, an email after this, so people will be able to catch it and all that fun jazz. Hello, Erica. So good to see you here. Others who are joining me, please make sure if you are watching live to grant StreamYard permission. If you are watching on the replay, you don't have to worry. It's all good. I'll see you. See your comments. I'm Karina, the Madam of Transformation here at the Witch's Inn over at the Witch's Inn and the Liberated Witch on Facebook group. I feel like I went live last week, but I just feel like, I don't know, it's been like a long time. I feel like so much has happened. I also kind of feel like Mr. T because like you can't see the end of my jewelry, but it just kind of looks like I have a lot of jewelry on. So I feel like Mr. T right now. So I just want to thank all of you so much. I was going to go live for the summer solstice on Tuesday. And when I woke up Tuesday morning, my left shoulder, I couldn't turn my neck any which way. Like I'm still like, it still hurts. It's still achy. But I was walking around like a hunchback. Like it was horrible. So, thank you so much everyone for your patience with that. I went to an osteopath yesterday. She pulled my bones apart and I'm doing so much better. So thank you. So today we're going to talk about the collective energy of the solstice and this kind of like summer season that we are stepping into. And how I like to do that is by telling you about my life and just kind of like what is coming up for me and how it's kind of like I'm experiencing it, I'm feeling it. So let me know, witches, let me know, people here in Facebook world. Say hello. Let me know you're watching. How has the solstice season been treating you so far? What's coming up for you? Have you had any like major epiphanies, aha moments? Maybe you haven't. Maybe you've just been taking things kind of slow and steady and you're just like, I don't know what's going on, right? Like give it all, like the good, the bad, the ugly. We're here for everything. This is a place, right? The Witch's Inn is a place for you to liberate all of yourself, to be in complete alignment with everything that's going on in your life. I don't know why. Spirit's just kind of like saying in my ear right now, remember that time that someone told you that emotions lie to you? Maybe your emotions are lying. No. Your emotions don't lie to you. They're telling you a story. So liberate them. Feel them. Gosh, we don't need to be happy all the time, right? We're here for conflict repair. And when we can really kind of like get into that, oh my gosh, I just got heated, that sun. That's where like the sweet spot is, right? It's not seeing life as just like, oh, like everything's fine. Everything's great. Look how good my life is. It's being like, sometimes life is really shitty. And sometimes we have like really shitty, like a decade of shittiness or decades of shittiness. And like, how can we liberate ourselves from that? So yeah. Oh my gosh. So Rochelle, we are celebrating with Rochelle as her son graduated yesterday and she manifested the perfect day. I love that. What grade? What commencement? Was it high school, grade 8? I mean, heck, maybe it was kindergarten. We're here for it. Let me know in the comments. What are you celebrating? What are you taking up space with? Liberate yourself. This is what we're here for. So, All right, I'm going to switch my banner, but like, just, you know, tell me all the things. Oh, good. Grade 8. Aw, amazing. I love it. All right. So this is what's kind of presenting itself to me for this solstice and really coming into the summer season. Like, I mean, in the Northern Hemisphere, summer season, in the Southern Hemisphere, we are looking at, you're going into the winter season. But Erica says, I've just been going with the flow lately. My sewing machine part came in and I'm going to finish my project tomorrow. Yeah. Celebrating you and homemade wares, whatever that might be. So yeah, it's really this journey from like unbalanced divine masculine to this like balanced divine feminine, especially if you are someone who identifies as more feminine. For me, I am she, her, those are my pronouns. I am extremely femme and I love it. But that doesn't mean that even though I am extremely femme, that like my divine masculine was not running the show, right? Like my extreme femme personality was like in compliance to my divine masculine. Like, what can my femme look like, right? So when we think of, and like by like, you know, gender binaries here or whatever, but like when we think of our divine masculine, this is the part of us that's like that, like get up and go, like I want to achieve, I want to do the things. I'm a protector. I'm, you know, if you're watching, like what does divine masculine mean to you, or what does divine feminine mean to you? Let me know in the comments below. Right? So when we're working from an unbalanced divine masculine, we are like working ourselves to the point of burnout. We have like zero to maybe just a tiny baby bit of like compassion for when jobs can't get done, when maybe our health fails, right? We push ourselves past like the breaking point, okay? This is actually where I would say a lot of our empathic kind of traits start to come through, this unbalanced divine masculine, as well as this undivine feminine, where we're like, I don't feel safe here. So I'm going to kind of like project and make sure that I'm like moving myself in a way that isn't me. Rochelle says that their divine masculine was in full force the last 3 days. So could you elaborate on that? I would love to hear more about that. That sounds super juicy. Now, as we step into the summer solstice here in the Northern Hemisphere, we are stepping into a more like, it's ruled by the sun. And what is the sun? But it is the daddy, right? Like it's the daddy of the solar system. Without the sun, like, How are we going to have fruits and vegetables? How are we going to, you know, a lot of things. Like without the sun, we would cease to exist, right? So Rochelle's giving a great example. Like their divine masculine was in full force and they were there because they needed to complete so many tasks that it just needed to get done. And like, yeah, sometimes our divine masculine just needs to be like, move over, divine feminine. Like I'm doing the thing right now. And that's okay. But we want to make sure that we're finding that balance, that like, we're not getting stuck in that moment of like, I just need to get things done. I just need to get things completed. So within this summer solstice and within these summer months, we are stepping into more of that kind of divine masculine energy, that sun energy, that like, let me be seen, let me be heard. Let me shout it from the rooftops. I'm here. I'm helping you along your journey. But if we look at it from a feminine perspective, if we look at it from our cycles, right, in our pelvic bowls, whether you're a womb holder or not, this is the time of mothering. This is Cancer season. We have stepped into Cancer season on the same day as the summer solstice. And Cancer season is the mommy of the zodiac. Okay, so Capricorn is the daddy of the zodiac. And you might notice that we have a Capricorn full moon in the month or in the lunar cycle of Cancer. So we got a lot of mommy and daddy energy stepping in for the summer solstice and to kind of take us into the coming months. So yeah, this journey from unbalanced divine masculine to balanced divine feminine really starts with Cancer season. So I kind of put up in the comments, or maybe I didn't, maybe I wrote it down here, but think about like where you were a month ago, where you were last season, like during the entire spring season, where were you during winter, and maybe this past year. What are the things in the past year or in the past month that you really have been trying to kind of step into that your divine masculine might be pushing a little bit too hard? He might be in this unbalanced, like get her done type of energy. And your divine feminine is sitting back there going like, no, I don't want to get her done. Like, I need rest. I need some time to feel into creative flow. Well, Cancer season, it's a perfect time to do that. It's a perfect time to feel into that like super watery energy. Like if you're kind of feeling a little bit weepy, if you're kind of feeling a little bit like tidying up around your home or cleaning up some of your home as in soul habits, the reason for this is because we are in Cancer season. We're in this season of like, how can I step in and honor my own inner mother, right? So if I look at myself as a child, right? Like, what do I need? What's my body need? What's my mind need? What's my soul need? Where have I kind of been working from this place of like, get her done over this last year, over these last few months, or even just this past season, that it's like, okay, I need to step into flow. I need to step into a place where it's like, I'm not allowing my unbalanced divine masculine to take over anymore. I'm seeing my burnout cycle. I'm seeing the way that I talk to myself when I'm not feeling good or when I haven't completed tasks, right? I'm stepping into this place of compassion and gratitude. We could even like kind of see this as, you know, the summer solstice is often celebrated with a huge bonfire, right? We have a lot of crops that are kind of like ready to start picking. I mean, it's not Lammas. We're not in August where we have an abundance of things happening, but we do have a lot more on our plates that we can share with the people around us. So we're emerging, we're stepping out. This is very much like a divine feminine type of energy where we're emerging and we're stepping out. But we want to make sure that we're stepping out in a way that's not performative. That's the unbalanced divine masculine. And instead, it's authentic. And so this like divine feminine is saying like, I'm going to be me. I'm going to show up as me in all my glory and all my goofiness and all the things that I don't know, all the curiosities in which I do want to know. And I'm going to explore. I'm going to be in this energy. And the divine masculine can kind of like take a step back and be like, I'm here if you need me. I'm busy tending to a field right now. So how can we use this to really acknowledge our inner mother and our inner child? So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about my Gemini season because it was crazy. And actually, I'm going to back up even further to Taurus season. So May came in hot for me. It was mid-spring and I was just like feeling all the energy. All the things were coming to me. I was making so much money in my business. I was loving it, absolutely loving it. And then just as like the season changed, just as, you know, we stepped out of Taurus season and came into Gemini around that Gemini new moon, my business literally went to a halt. Like things stopped. My allergies kicked right back up. I was pretty like stuffy and just like not feeling very good. I had worked through my last moon cycle. I was feeling so depleted, but I hadn't noticed it until that moment that like everything came to a halt. And all of a sudden my divine masculine went, oh no, how are we going to make rent? How are we going to do this? Like, we need money in order to survive. Taurus season showed us so much of like the value that we give to people. What's wrong? What have we changed? What have we stepped out of? Enter lack mentality, enter all this shadow work coming forward. And what I realized was that it wasn't sustainable. The things that I was asking my body to do was not going to be able to sustain me. And even during Taurus season, I kept saying to myself, I am so, so grateful for this money. I'm so, so grateful that I am sitting with people transforming their lives. But am I going to be able to continue this, right? Bring in that shadow, kind of that lack mentality throughout the entire summer into wintertime. And Gemini season came in and went, no, you're not. No. You were right. This isn't sustainable. And so things slowed way the heck down. And Gemini said to me, or the season of Gemini said to me, what were you looking to create back in January? What were your intentions? What did you want to do? Can you see that now? And I realized, okay, well, back in January, I made this New Year's resolution for myself that I was no longer going to be throwing spaghetti on the wall. Instead, I was really going to be cleaning up my act and offering what I wanted to be offering, not what I felt like I should be offering. Okay, so I took a look at my offers and I realized, okay, tarot, I'm doing that. Reiki, I'm doing that. My moon circles and my one-on-one extended packages, I wasn't really loving. And you might have seen, and I've talked about it here before, I did the Liberated Witch portal or vortex, where it was going to be 3 months. We were going to start like next week and just like, you know, group work, go forward. Well, I started to realize like, I don't actually really love extended group work. It depletes me. It's really hard for me to make sure that everyone in the group is going along at the same pace so that I'm not having to take a step back, go a step further. Again, my people pleaser was kind of stepping in. And I had to really ask myself, like, whose expectation is that? Is it my expectation or is it like just the expectation of where I think my business should be going, how I think I should be scaling my business? And I'm like, okay, I'm not really ready for that yet. In April, we decided that this was our starting point. So within my inner mother and within my inner child, I was like, okay, so what do I want to do? It's summertime. How do I want to spend my summer? How do I want to spend it with my guests here at the inn? How do I want to spend my time with my family, my friends? But more importantly, how do I want to spend my time? Like, how do I place value on my time? Okay. So I started to really mother myself, and that started with my allergies. So I was like, okay, I'm not going to be able to see 4 people a day. I'm already depleted. I'm already tired. So I'm going to bump it down to 4 people a week. And on top of that, I have markets every week. So I'm just going to trust that that's going to bring me what I need. And the more that I did this, the more that I started to like hear that like anxiety around like, oh no, are we going to be able to make rent? Oh no, are we going to be able to do this? The more my inner mother and the more my, I guess my inner father as well was like, it's okay. We're okay. We've planned for this. We've planned for healing. We've planned for integration. And so we have nothing to worry about. And if you notice here on the screen, I said acknowledging our inner mother and child, not healing it. Because like, how can we really talk about healing? And this is something that kind of came to me during Gemini season as well. When people say like, oh, heal your inner wounds. I was just like, ugh, gross. Like, stop. Like, because we're all healing. And are we ever going to be healed, right? Did we come into this earth perfect, or did we come into this earth to be curious and to kind of respond and create amongst chaos? And can we heal that? Or is our jobs maybe to just acknowledge that it's there? And so I'm using the word acknowledge here, because this is where we really come into balance within ourselves, is when we can acknowledge that my inner child and my inner authority figure need to have a conversation, need to have a talk. And so what I discovered was that like my inner child was like ready to like see all the people and do all the things, but my inner authority figure was tapped out. They had taken on too much responsibility before and too much stimuli, and they needed some time out. And so this past Gemini season, I really just kind of lived life. I took it as it came. I understood, and I am very grateful in the place that my husband and I are at, that, you know, I do have the privilege that I don't have to be the primary breadwinner anymore. And I can relinquish responsibilities of what that means to him, so that I can really come into this place of balance within myself and within my business, and then within my family and friends as well. So my inner child had a lot of time to play, but so did my inner authority figures, or so did my inner mother. Now I was like so proud of myself. Leading up to my moon, I purposely booked time off so that I was like, well, I'm not going to repeat that again. You know, the 1 month I worked through it, and it really taught me that this is not, it's a non-negotiable in my life. Okay. I cannot work through my moon. I really have to make this about me. So I booked time off for my moon. And as I was just kind of like experiencing life, allowing it to come to me, I woke up the next day and this shoulder was just on fire. My back was on fire. It spread down into my chest. I was like, wow. Now, I noticed something though. And I think that like if we're going to talk about healing, we can talk about healing a mindset. Okay. This is where I realized that my mindset had shifted. My perspective had shifted. Instead of getting down on myself and being like, wow, all of June, I have taken so much time to really acknowledge and be in myself, and yet, and you know, eat really well, get out for walks every single day. All of a sudden, like my body is like rebelling against me again. Like as I'm leading into a month that I want to be abundant and going on vacation and like all these things, why is my body doing this? But instead, my mindset had shifted. And I said, what is my body trying to teach me? What is my body trying to tell me? And my inner authority figures did not feel safe. And so in order to keep me safe, my body started to hurt. And as I was sitting with this hurt, I had a few thoughts. Okay, should I contact an osteopath, or should I contact my doctor, or what should I do? Or should I just sit here and kind of like nurse it the best way that I think it needs to be nursed and move on from there? Now, that last option is something that I definitely would have done a year ago. I would have just kind of been like, I'm going to suffer through this, and this is just par for the course. Instead, I've seen the value in this pain and what it could teach me. And so I did reach out to my osteopath, and I did say this is kind of an emergency. And thankfully, they were able to shift their schedule a little bit so that I could see them yesterday. And then I took the rest of the day to go for like a really nice walk. And my husband and I connected for the afternoon. And it was really nice. And this morning I woke up not completely out of pain, but in a place where I was like, okay, this is more manageable. This is something that I can still take my time and do what I need to do, but also that I can like, I can really pamper this, this hurt, this adjustment. And this thought came to me of like, I don't feel a lot of physical pain. I haven't been someone that like, I know I like get hurt a lot and stuff. And I've been this year, past year, I've really been trying to like talk about it more because I don't acknowledge my physical pain. And as I was acknowledging this and like feeling into it, my husband was giving me a massage on the first day and he was like, how does that feel? And I was like, actually, it feels like so much emotion. It feels like so much emotion that like has been stored within my heart and within my chest and on my shoulders is finally being acknowledged in a way that I have never acknowledged it before. And if my emotions hurt this much, right? Like it really hurt. Like I felt like I was 90 years old and like not a good 90, like fit 90 year old, but like if this is how my emotions felt and this is what I've been stuffing down, then I'm going to feel this, like really feel this and acknowledge it so that I can bring inner peace between that authority figure, that inner authority figure and this inner child. And for my solstice post, I wrote like it is about like responsible, taking responsibility for how we're nurturing joy in summer. How are you nurturing joy responsibly? I've been working with quite a few of you and like this common theme of reliability to others continues to come up. And I want to change this perspective for you with this acknowledgement of our inner mother and our inner child and ask, how are you being reliable to self? How are you being reliable to the either physical pain that you're feeling or emotional pain that you're feeling and maybe suppressing because it makes you feel unreliable to those around you? And this is where this shift, this is where this journey really can change for us during these summer months, during this time of summer solstice, of, or if you're in the southern hemisphere, the winter solstice. We are heading into retrograde season. You know, we already have Saturn in retrograde, Neptune is going retrograde, Chiron's going to go retrograde, I believe Uranus is going to go retrograde. We have generational planets every single year around this time going retrograde. So as much as summer is about emerging and stepping out and shining our best light, it's also about seeing how we're shining that light and who it's pointed at. Is it pointed at you or is it pointed at others? And so finally, Gemini season, its final teaching to me was that like, girl, if you don't want to run a group workshop, don't run a group workshop. If you don't want to run a 3-month workshop with someone because maybe you just don't know what's there yet, then don't. And also, what's going on with this liberated witch? How many people actually identify with like the liberated witch and what that actually means? So switch out that word witch and put in the word self and make this a series. And so this is a series for empaths, intuitive, and people who feel like they are completely out of control with their life. They have relinquished all responsibility to other people around them. They have succumbed to the chaos that life has to offer, and they feel like life is dragging them constantly. Something I hear from empaths all the time is, I can't walk into a room. There is too much energy. People don't know how to control their energy. I'm going to trigger you here. This is a you problem. This is not an other people problem. Empaths typically will seek out people who are in a lower vibration because they have been taught that other people's emotions matter more than their emotions. Think about how many times you have been with like friends or family and you're like celebrating, and all of a sudden someone's like, well, that must be nice. That must be nice. My life's like this. We're immediately taught, oh, I can't. Think about when mom and dad came home and you were listening to see how they entered the house. Were they in a good mood or were they in a bad mood? And was it going to be your job in order to fix that mood for them or stay away so that you didn't make their mood worse? How many people have been in relationships where you have been told you are too much, I can't handle you, right? And it's like, go find less, go find less. But our need to fit in, our need for community molds us into empathic behavior. Empathic is really, I am giving other people sympathy because I never got the empathy that I needed. It's not real. It's not real. And like, I'm sorry, but like, you might be able to read other people's emotions. Maybe. Or are you actually just reading your own emotions and what you truly need from yourself? And instead of sitting with yourself, right, and acknowledging your inner mother or your inner authority figure and that inner child and how you can bring it to balance, you're looking to fix other people because it's easier to fix other people. Virgos, I'm looking at you. Just joking, but I'm not joking. We all have Virgo in our chart somewhere. So over the last 2 years, as I have been, and over the last year specifically, as I've really been embracing this villain chapter, as I, you know, was triggered last May into this, like, you're selfish, you are paying too much attention to your own emotions, you know, people, like, this person just told me who I was instead of actually listening to and acknowledging what I was saying, the boundaries that I was putting in place, I really looked at myself and I'm like, wow, yes, and there were some things where I was like, yeah, I probably was projecting a little bit, but so were they. And so I stepped into this, right? I stepped into like, what does liberation of self really mean for me? And how can I take what I have learned over the course of my 34 years, over the course of being an empath, over the course of being a people pleaser, over the course of being like all the things, and really bring it into this series, the Liberated Self series, to help you transform your life and come back to joy. So that when you're celebrating, you can celebrate. So that when that friend or that family member goes, oh, it must be nice. It is nice. And I'm sorry that you're not experiencing that, but I'm not going to dim who I am for other people anymore. Okay. All right. So this is, I haven't even gotten to the cards, but the cards that kind of like showed me this were the King of Wands, right? This rising from the ashes, the High Priestess. So this empathic intuitiveness, right? Seeing behind the veil of other people, Ace of Cups. How can I transform that and make that love within myself to step into this Queen of Wands energy? And then finally, seeing the world at my fingertips. And I love that this is like kind of this King of Wands, Queen of Wands energy into the world. I also pulled some Earth Warrior cards, and they all related to the mother. All related to the mother. Offering them forgiveness, letting it go, and being like, I'm allowed to be in my boundaries, but I'm not going to hold on to resentment any longer within my own divine masculine, my own divine feminine, my own inner authority figures. I'm going to put myself, my adult self, not my inner child self, at the head of the table, and I'm going to allow them to lead the way. So the Liberated Self series is $222. It is an introductory offer. I'm probably going to keep this offer for about a year. I want to really like beta test this with you. I'm going to send you surveys afterwards. I'm going to, you know, I really want this, like, this is like, you're helping me build this because I would like to eventually take this Liberated Witch Facebook group and put it into another group where I am being compensated, you know, $5 or something a month for the juicy tidbits of the moon. And then other offers where you're getting your circles, you're getting all this already built in so that it's easier for me and it's easier for you, but it starts here with the Liberated Self series. So I would love to work with you. I am starting to book into July, July 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. I have a few openings. Like I said, it is 22. I don't know why I keep saying 22. It is $222. And I'm going to throw it down into the comments there. And let's just like really look at like how do you look at joy? Like first and foremost, when you think of joy, what comes to mind? And if your body doesn't feel safe experiencing joy, then please reach out to me or book in for the Liberated Self series so that we can get you excited about life again. And knowing that, like, even if the other shoe drops, I'm going to be okay because I've made it this far. All right, witches, this is it for me today. Thank you all so much for joining me here. Of course, everything that I say here it's up for discussion. If you don't agree with something, drop it in the comments, hit me up on a DM. Like, let's talk about this. This is a community. This is your community. So let's have a conversation. Okay. You're very welcome. I will talk to you all later. Bye.